Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP threatens to send her sister to jail. Am I the butthole for making my parents choose between my sister going to jail or replacing my car with their vacation money? I'm a 17-year-old girl who lives with my parents. I have an older sister who's 29 that they had when they were super young. Like, I think my mom was 19 and my dad was 18. They did not do a great job with her, and she has a lot of problems. She's chronically unemployed and she's a thief. She has two kids who are okay. They live with us as well because her boyfriend didn't want them around. I like the kids, but they're spoiled little brats that my parents dote on to make up for being terrible parents to their mom. My parents won't let me put a lock on my door because it's their house and they don't want to do that. No problem. I talked to my sister's kids and explained about what would happen if they came into my room without permission, and we have an understanding. Well, my sister broke up with her boyfriend and she needed a place to stay. I begged my parents not to let her stay with us. They declined, so I begged again for a lock on my door. No dice. I have to go to school, so I can't guard my stuff at all times. When I came home on Friday, I found my car absolutely trashed and the side of it destroyed. My sister had gone into my room, found my spare key, and taken my car. Then, she lost control on the ice after a day of eating junk food and tossing fast food wrappers everywhere. She sideswiped a tree. When I saw my car, I was livid. I told my parents that I expected her to pay to fix it. They said that she didn't have any money, so I said that I would call my grandparents. They had helped me get the car and the insurance. After talking with my grandfather, I came back to talk to my parents. I said that the insurance would cover fixing or replacing my car depending on the damage. However, I would have to file a police report, and my sister would probably be charged for stealing my car. They begged me to tell the insurance that she had permission, and I said, nope. So, rather than going through insurance, my parents are replacing my car. But they're using money they had set aside to take me and my nieces to Orlando next summer for my graduation. That's fine, I can go without seeing Disney World again. But my parents, sister, and nieces are upset with me, saying that I'm the butthole for denying my nieces the opportunity to go on vacation that they never got to have. I just asked them if a lock for my door would have been cheaper. Am I the butthole? Okay, let's be super, super clear here. OP, you are not the one denying your nieces a vacation. The person denying your nieces a vacation is your sister. Like, she literally stole someone else's car, trashed it, and was like, oops, my bad. Anyways, good luck fixing your car. Like, this is a car we're talking about. This has actual monetary value. Stealing someone's car is effectively the same thing as just going to their bank account and stealing money. Trashing their car is effectively the same as just shredding their money. So, yeah, I think the way you handled the situation is very logical. Either file a police report and get your sister arrested, which honestly she deserves, or your sister and your parents pay for it. I will say, though, that I believe technically it kind of depends on who owns the car. You said that your grandparents helped you, which would lead me to believe that your grandparents gave you some money to buy the car and that you put in some of your own money as well, which means that effectively, even though they paid for half of it, it's your car because they gifted it to you. However, if it's anyone else's car, then that person gets to decide what to do about the insurance or what to do about who gets to pay or whatever. Since this story leads me to believe that OP owns the car, then in my opinion, it's 100% OP's decision to decide what happens here. I'm giving OP 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving the sister 3 out of 5 buttholes. I'm also giving the parents 3 out of 5 buttholes because, yeah, even though they are paying for the car, the problem is they should have just given OP a lock to begin with, and they should stop being such terrible parents. They really need to stop enabling their older daughter and spoiling their grandkids. Am I the butthole for leaving when my mom told me to move my car so that her neighbor's daughter could park in her driveway? Some backstory. My mom has always wanted a daughter. Instead, she ended up with 2 sons and 6 grandsons. 16 years ago, a young woman with a 2-year-old daughter, Lily, moved across the street from her. She was a single mom and didn't have any family in the area, so my mom offered to help take care of the little girl while her mom worked and studied. Over the years, my mom has become an adoptive mom slash grandmother to this woman and her daughter. She was there when the woman married her husband and had 2 more girls together. She's very close to the whole family, but especially Lily. My mom was born and raised in Italy. My dad was French. My brother and I don't speak any French or Italian. Lily is not only fluent in French and Italian, but she knows more about my culture than me or my brother, and she knows all of my mom's recipes. My mom also helped pay for Lily's private school tuition because she doesn't like the public schools in the area. Lily, my son, and my nephew graduated from high school in May. My son and my nephew each got a card and a check for $300. My mom took Lily to Europe for 8 weeks over the summer. I got to my mom's house with my sons last night. We planned on staying for a few days because we live 8 hours away. I was parked in the driveway. Then, right before dinner, my mom told me that I had to move my car so Lily could park in her driveway. I said Lily could park in the street, but mom said no. She said the driveway is Lily's spot and I have to move, so I told my son to get our bags and we went home. My mom's been calling me since last night asking me to come back and saying that I overreacted to being asked to move my car. I refused, and my sons and I are celebrating without her, but I'm starting to wonder if I was the butthole for leaving when my mom told me to move my car. Okay, so this story, it's not really about the car. It's not really about the parking space. This story is about, what, 16 years of being treated as a second-class citizen just because you've got the wrong body parts between your legs. Here's what I don't understand. What is preferring a daughter have to do with not teaching your sons your language or your culture or your recipes or treating them with basic love and respect, right? I mean, if the mom's Italian and she speaks Italian and the dad's French and he speaks French, that means that neither one of them spoke their native language to OP or his brother growing up. But when Lily was growing up, they both spoke those languages to her to intentionally teach her. Why? I don't even understand why. Why would you not want to teach your native language to your own kids? Wouldn't you want to be able to speak to your own children in your native tongue? And the whole $300 versus an 8-week trip to Europe over the summer, that's pretty low. That's a low blow. That hurts. I'm sorry about your mom not really loving you. I hate to say it, but that's just the reality, because if she loved you, then she would want to share her culture, her language, her recipes with you. But since you got a ding-dong, I guess she just doesn't love you that much. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your mother 3 out of 5 buttholes. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me.
Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Am I the butthole for pointing out that my brother lives a very privileged life? I'm a 45-year-old guy, and my older brother, who's 51, lives with me. He's never really been good at life. He's had a few jobs here and there, but mostly just stuff like Walmart, McDonald's, and he delivered pizzas for about a month. He's never held down a job for more than 60 days. He dropped out of high school, he never bothered to get a GED, let alone any college or trade school. He mostly just sits in his room while drinking my booze, smoking my pot, and eating my food while he plays whatever JRPG he's currently obsessed with. I don't mind this. I truly don't. I did well in life, and my wife invested our money very well, so we're comfortable. I have more than enough resources to support him fully for the rest of our lives, and I intend to do so. He's not taking food out of my kids' mouths, and he's not cutting into their college funds. It's literally extra money that I would just be squirreling away if I didn't spend it on him. Last night at dinner, my wife told me that her brother lost his job, and she asked me if we could float him some cash for bills and stuff while he finds a new job. I told her to have him send me an estimate of how much he needs to cover 6 months, and that was that, or so I thought. My brother proceeded to head over to Facebook and post a rant about how people need to be more self-reliant and not ask for handouts that they didn't earn. He didn't mention my brother-in-law by name, but it was pretty clear that that is what triggered his rant. I commented on his post and asked him how living off of me for the past 9 years was self-reliant. I told him that he's in an incredibly privileged position because not everyone has a millionaire brother to pay all their bills for them. I also asked how the allowance I gave him every week isn't a handout. Anyway, a bunch of his friends from his video game started clowning on him in the comments. Apparently, he tells people online that he's an investment banker. He deleted the post, and he hasn't come out of his room since. My wife says that it was messed up for me to call him out publicly like that, and I could have been more respectful about it, and my aunt is furious with me for airing the family laundry. So, I kinda think that I might be the butthole here, not for what I said, but for the fact that I said it publicly. But, at the same time, I don't feel like the butthole because his rant was public too. Yeah, OP, I agree with you 100%. Why is it okay for him to criticize your wife's family in public, but you can't criticize him in public? And on top of that, this is a classic example of don't bite the hand that feeds you. This guy's living in your house rent-free, eating your food, drinking your booze, and then he's gonna criticize you for giving money to other people? I think there's a really easy solution here, OP. Just throw him out. Say, "You're right, big brother. It's wrong to give people handouts they don't deserve, so I've decided to stop giving you handouts." Then just wait and see how long it takes for him to come crawling back. My guess, less than 30 days. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your brother gets 1 out of 5 buttholes. What he did wasn't that bad, he's just a massive hypocrite. Am I the butthole for not attending my husband's celebration dinner due to the restaurant not having anything I could eat? My husband's been working really hard the last 2 years to advance at his company, and he finally got the promotion that he's been after. I'm really, really proud of him. His parents are too, and wanted to take us all out to dinner to celebrate. My husband absolutely loves prime rib, and there's only one place in our area that serves it, so we picked that restaurant. The thing is, I am not fond of steak. I eat it, but very rarely. Oh, is that a pun, OP? I prefer chicken or fish. I looked up the menu before leaving, and right now they have a limited menu. The place had only one fish entree and 2 chicken entrees, and none of them sounded good for various reasons. I suggested that he pick somewhere else so everyone can eat. He refused, citing that we rarely get to go to this place, but go to other places in our area regularly, which is true, but those places have lots of variety so everyone can eat.
He suggested that I ask if they could prepare the fish or chicken without the marinades or sauces, but I didn't want to be difficult for the kitchen staff. His next suggestion was that I order dessert while everyone else ate entrees, and then when we were done, he would take me where I wanted so I could eat dinner while he and the kids ate dessert. So I opted to just not go because I didn't want to sit there not eating and not having a good time while everyone else was. My husband asked me to go so that he could celebrate with the people most important to him. I told him no again and that he needed to get going before he was late. He did go, but came back a little over an hour later with the kids and they all had to-go boxes. He said that he couldn't think of what to tell the kids about why I didn't go when they kept asking without lying or making me sound bad, so he just got an order for them to go and let the kids spend some time with their grandparents talking in the parking lot. I told him he should have stayed, but he said that I put him in a bad spot with the kids, and that I knew that he wanted everyone there, and that I should have just gotten over my picky eating for one night. I maintained that if he really wanted us to all eat dinner as a family, then he should have just picked a restaurant with a more accommodating menu. Am I the butthole? Man, come on, OP. This is not your celebration, it's his celebration. So why is it that on his celebration, we have to accommodate your tastes, not his tastes? This is like the equivalent of like, it's his birthday and he wants chocolate cake, but you're like, oh, I don't want chocolate cake, I want pie. And he's like, yeah, but it's my birthday. I don't want pie, I want chocolate cake. Oh yeah, well, I want pie because I don't like chocolate cake, so I'm not gonna go to your birthday. Like, you sound like a petulant 12-year-old. Also, in the title, you said that the restaurant didn't have anything you could eat, and I was thinking, yo, how is that possible? Because even, like, steakhouses have salads, they usually have, like, a fish or a chicken dish, they have appetizers that have, you know, like, stuffed mushrooms or oysters. There's typically lots of stuff, even at specialized restaurants that are kind of off-theme. And they do! They literally do! You're like, I prefer chicken or fish. And yeah, they did have chicken and fish dishes, but I didn't like them. I could tell just by looking at them. You literally lied. The restaurant didn't have anything I could eat, but yes, they did. And let's just suppose that those chicken and fish dishes were the most disgusting dishes that you could possibly imagine. So, suck it up, OP. This isn't about you, it's about your husband. So just go, don't eat anything, poke around at your salad with a fork, smile, and support your husband. If you honestly are so selfish that you can't sacrifice one meal to support your husband, then why are you even married? OP, I'm giving you, I think I'll say 2 out of 5 buttholes, because you were super unsupportive, but in the grand scheme of things, not attending a meal isn't that bad, but hopefully you learn your lesson. I'm giving your husband 0 out of 5 buttholes. I feel really bad for your husband. Honestly, I feel like he handled this almost perfectly. He showed up so that he didn't embarrass his parents, and then he came back to support you because even though you're being sucky, it's still his job to support his wife. And like the suggestions he gave about how you could eat something else, or you could get a dessert and then you could go to a second place afterwards, like that's a super logical compromise.
That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.